Thank you and welcome to another edition of Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International, a program where we talk to young people doing amazing things in and around St. Lucia, talking about the amazing things that they're doing. And I'm really happy to have as my guest this afternoon, Miss Hermia Sylvain. Good afternoon, Miss Hermia. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. Maniran, what's about you?
I'm good, you know, and I'm just good at making sure that everything is working crystal clear. You're looking good. All right, everything is looking good. Now, Hermia, we have so much to talk about in such a little bit of time. We have half an hour to talk about so many things. But let's start off with the usual things. Tell us who Hermia is.
Whoa. Hermia is a lot of things, first of all. But I am the CEO and makeup artist at Kissan Makeup SLU. Which has been in existence for 5 years now. We turned five in January of this year.
Nice.
Before that, really most of my adult life was, you know, being a part of the hotel and tourism industry. And that is actually where I got the inspiration for creating my own avenue, really. I realized I really liked makeup. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to find a way to make products available for the women of St. Lucia. And actually, that is where Kissan Makeup was born. But the way I wanted it to happen wasn't really what it is right now. Mm. So I feel like this journey has really made me become a little bit more aware of who I am as a person, what I want. And it's really a journey that's been fun, which is really my personality, bubbly for the most part, a little classy, sassy, all of that. And this is really what I've tried to bring into this particular brand. So this is Hermia in a nutshell.
A nutshell. Okay, well, I wanted to go even further back than that. I wanted to talk from the start. Let's talk about Hermia, tea little cacawat when you were little small. Were you a troublesome person? What school you went to? What were you like at school? Your family? You know, I want to go deep, you know.
Okay. Tea cacawat, Hermia. Oh, my God. I went to St. Joseph's Convent.
Oh, you're an ex-con. Okay.
Yes, I'm an ex-con. Hard. really and truly, I discovered that the only subject I really loved was art, and this is what I really wanted to pursue later on in life. Unfortunately, it didn't happen that way for me because of different people's advice. You know, I chose to go a different route, and I've really always just found that anything artistic is what I gravitate to. Mm-hmm. I tried, like I was telling you, hotel and tourism industry growing up, 18, 19, all of that. I started as an entertainment coordinator. That was my first real job.
Okay.
Yes. So that was my first real job. I did that for about 2 years, and that really set the tone for everything else that happened after that. So I moved into tours. I moved into sales, marketing, sort of travel agent type vibe. But still, art is always, it's always been my love, all different forms, whether it be painting, drawing, photography, videography, anything to do with color, design, decor.
Definitely.
That's always been my thing. I literally used to draw. I was very good at drawing in school, actually. So I used to draw all types of stuff and paint them and stick them all up on the wall in my house growing up. It's just always been my thing, but I never really saw this happening, you know? It kind of pulled me back in that direction. But I wasn't troublesome, I think, I hope.
I find that hard to believe. I find that hard to believe.
What can I say about myself growing up? I know I was a little rebellious at one point, but I was a good child for the most part. Mm-hmm. I've always been the type of person who, you know, I'm just sure of myself and always stayed in my own lane, never tried to follow people. I've always been headstrong, know what I'm about. Always been told that I'm a little bit more mature for my age to this day. Yeah, that's just me, man. I just do my own thing and mind my business.
I get it. And sip your tea. what career path did you, or were you expected to take? Because, you know, as a student of St. Joseph's Convent, it's automatically, you know, there's a preset path that you should be taking. what was expected of you?
I was the opposite, and I'll be very honest with you. That was always one of the most challenging things for me growing up. Up until recently, I never knew what I wanted to do or to be. I realized I loved many things. That's why I've tried a lot of things as an adult, but I never really saw any particular direction. I just always really knew I liked art and anything that's related to it. At one point in time, I wanted to be an air hostess, but yeah. I can't swim. The girl can't swim, and she's never tried. She's never learned. So that never worked out. I mean, I saw myself doing different things. At one point in time, I wanted to be a radio announcer. Fortunately and unfortunately, that didn't happen to me earlier in my life, but it happened to me just a few years ago at a point where I that dream was already kind of
dying.
But I never really saw this happening. I had absolutely no idea what path I wanted to take. And I've tried different things in life just to kind of feel it out, see what resonates with me. And so far, this is the first one I've actually really been, you know, into and given my all. So I figured, you know, if it feels good, if it's comfortable, if I'm happy doing it, if I make other people happy doing it, there must be something there, you know?
Yeah, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Just tried pushing that, and so far it's been working.
You said you've tried other things before. Specifically, have you tried other business ventures, or was it just career paths?
No, career paths, not okay. business okay. venture. This okay. one is my first. I'm hoping that it won't be my last. Only one.
Right. Now, you said you discovered your love for the makeup artistry while in the tourism sector. Can you describe how did that happen?
Actually, I didn't discover my love for makeup artistry. Kiss and Makeup started off as retail. Yeah, man. So if there's any of my original customers listening, they will remember that. And that is actually what it was intended for, as a retail store, retail outlet to provide ladies with an opportunity to get their items pretty easily. You know, instead of having to go through the hassle of ordering, and not everybody's I wanted to make it readily available for our women here. So it started off as a delivery service where they would basically order. They would call in, order, make their orders through social media, and I would deliver to them throughout town, Castries, or in the North area. And I would also do pop-up shops at different locations. So sometimes business places would have me come in. I would set up really nicely in their conference room, for the ladies, and they would, you know, buy out everything.
Just lost the audio there. We're just trying to reconnect and make sure. All right, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, so you can hear me, right?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, so yeah, and I used to sell
The disadvantages of technology. When you're trying to use new technology, it happens. We can't necessarily hear you. We're just trying to see what happens when we get a better audio feed. Let me see. Can we hear you? We cannot hear you as yet. Of course, if you're just joining us, we are live on Radio Caribbean International, brought to you the kind compliments of Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank that you need. My guest today is Hermia Sylvain. We're talking about her company, Kiss and Makeup. We're just having a bit of a technical issue with our audio. Hoping that we could get back in connection. Let me see, Hermia, are you there? Okay, we see you, but we're not hearing you. Not hearing you. Just seeing your lips moving. I'm not hearing you. Let me see if I can get some technical assistance from our guys over there. As we're not getting you, if anything, what I could possibly do is try to get in contact with you via phone, because we're not getting audio feed from that over there. But again, just got to remind you that Youth Unplugged is brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank that you need. Go check them out right now with the amazing specials going on. I, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say specialist, but it's all about land is for everyone. Life, land is for everyone. You get up to 100% financing and a 5.99 interest rate and up to 15 years to repay. And of course, you could call or visit them, and terms and conditions apply. Hermia, we're still not getting in any audio from you as yet. Not sure what is going on, but we will try to reconnect with you in a little bit. What we're going to do right now is take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we continue with Youth Unplugged.
We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, building our future today. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, with you every step of the way. Serving you and me, the St. Lucian way. We like family, always there for you, helping you and me. B-O-S-L, no say for me. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every St. Lucian.
Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
Tune in to Radio Caribbean International every Thursday from 9 p.m. to midnight as we play the hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and more. Join the veteran, Rusty Ranks, on this one-of-a-kind musical journey down memory lane. WhatsApp or biff your request to 1-758-724-0008. It's Retro Thursday, each and every Thursday from 9 p.m. to midnight, only on RCI 101. Number one.
We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, building our future today. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, with you every step of the way. Always there for you, serving you and me, the St. Lucian way. We like family. For every solution,
Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
We present to you Youth Unplugged. Youth Unplugged is a program designed to provide a platform for all young people who have achieved or are achieving success socially, economically, academically, in business, in music, as an entrepreneur, and yes, in just simply defying the odds, to share the experience with all of St. Lucia and the world. Their stories are theirs to tell, and RCI has created this platform of influence so that their voices can be heard. Youth Unplugged, every Thursday, 3 p.m. on RCI, the station that cares about the youth.
All right, Hermia, hopefully we've sorted out our technical issues. Let's see.
No.
Yes, yes, we definitely can hear you now. That's good. Just before we had to take that commercial break, you were telling us a little bit more about, you know, the pop-up shops and having to take over people's conference rooms and make a lot of money, which is the most important thing.
Good. It was something, you know, you see in social media, and it was as I would actually get open up. Good for until I realize challenges in like that. It kind of.
All right, so we're still having a bit of a technical difficulty where I think it's due to the inclement weather. The connection is good. So what we're going to do, Hermia, we're going to call you on regular old school. We're going to give you a call on the old school and make that happen. 1 second. So let's do that really quick. Of course, you locked on to Radio Caribbean International. We're doing Youth Unplugged, just having a bit of some technical issues, but we're gonna fix that the old school way. That's how, you know, that's the good thing about this, always be able to fix things on the fly. Yeah, let's see if we could get Hermia on just the good old regular way.
Hello.
Hi, Hermia.
Who?
Oh, do I have the wrong number?
Yes, you do.
Oh, oops. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. Okay, so let me try one more time to get to Hermia. Okay, so I pressed the wrong. Okay, cool. Let me try. That was embarrassing. Huh? She called the wrong number again. Yeah, thank you again for joining us on Radio Caribbean International. Just sorting out some issues here, making sure that everything is okay.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, Hermia.
Hi.
Okay, we good now.
Yeah, that's me now. I realized you called somebody else.
Yeah, that is so embarrassing. Anyway, yes, let's talk about the pop-up shops. That's what we were talking about before we had our little technical difficulties.
Right, okay. So I was saying with the pop-up shop, right, I was still down at the market and the boulevard area. And it went well for a while where I was facing some challenges. Mm-hmm. And I felt like maybe I should close down my business. But then again, who really wants to close down their business when they started something? You know, it's their baby, it's something new. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be something good. Mm-hmm. And I remember a lot of people were telling me that I should also do makeup for people. That's when I was selling and everything was fine. Mm-hmm. And I used to say, no, I don't want to do anybody's makeup. And they would say, but you know, your face is always so nicely done and, you know, that kind of thing. And I just felt like, no, this is not what I want my business to be. I have absolutely no parts of that. I do not want to do people's faces. So much so, when I would get invited to do pop-up shops at different events, if they needed somebody, can you hear me? You're there with me?
Yeah. We're right here with you.
All right. So if they needed somebody to do makeup as well, I would actually hire somebody for the day or for the night to do the makeup, and I would stay at the, you know, the table to sell the product. That's how badly I did not want to do anybody's makeup. Mm-hmm. But I think probably it was more fear than not wanting to do it. Mm-hmm. Not feeling maybe that I was good enough for it. And I didn't want to close down my business, but then again, I realized what I was doing was not, you know, it wasn't progressing the way I had anticipated due to different things. So I decided to give makeup artistry a try, and I didn't really take it seriously for a while, up until maybe about like 2 or 3 years ago, thereabouts, two and a half, something like that. A few people who I follow, who I admire, who I see as mentors, they actually said to me, you know, if you decide to be serious about this, you can really be a great makeup artist. And I just kind of kept at it. Finally, the last job I had, because I was still kind of dabbling between being self-employed and being employed by a different company, when I decided, you know what, I'm giving my all to a different organization where I can do that for my business, make the same amount of money and even more. I'm not half bad at what I do. There are people who like what I do. I might as well just give it a go. I did it with the fear because the type of work I do, I sort of felt like there weren't many people who liked the same type of makeup that I do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I still went ahead with what I liked anyway, regardless of, you know, what other persons were telling me, try something else, try this, try that. Why are you only doing this sort of makeup? And the other sort of makeup just never really felt right, mm-hmm, with my spirit. And I'm somebody who's all about doing the thing that feels good to me, to my soul, to my spirit. And I just kept at what I liked, and it worked out because now, you know, a lot of people are actually finding me, like my type of clients, my people are finding me for what I do. Like, I don't even, sometimes I get calls and I'm like, whoa, where did this person get my number from?
I can imagine.
And can you imagine if I had listened to other people tell me, why don't you do this type of makeup? This is what the people like. And this, if I had done that, half of the opportunities I've gotten so far would have never come my way.
So, that's pretty cool. Now, one of the things we like to discuss on the show is the challenges, because that is all part of the the journey as an entrepreneur. Can you share with us some of the challenges that you were faced with that made you say, you know what, I ain't do this again, I finish with that, you know?
As a makeup artist, well, first of all, what I was just speaking about, that was one of them. Mm-hmm. Actually getting my client, my type of people, my tribe, that took me a while. And before that, finding who I am or who I was as a makeup artist, that was a challenge. That was a serious battle because I realized I was trying to go for, you know, what I was seeing out there, what I realized a lot of people were gravitating to, but these things never felt right to me. So trying to stick to what I love, that kind of posed a disadvantage for me for a while because I wasn't getting a lot of people who gravitated towards my kind of work.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say your kind of work, can you describe what sets you out and differentiates you from the other people who do makeup?
Well, my look, I describe it as soft, classy looks with a skin-like finish and a beautiful sun-kissed glow. So,
wow. Wait. Don't just run past that. You got to repeat that and say that slowly because that sounds so good.
Makeup provides you a soft, classy look with a beautiful skin-like finish and that beautiful sun-kissed glow. That's what we do. Let me tell you, if you need to go to the award ceremony, you hit us up. You're getting married to the love of your life, hit us up. If you're going to get a professional shoot, then hit us up. Hit us up for other things too, you know, but that's more what I do.
Let me tell you, you sold me. So when I get married, I will definitely use you.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah.
I say that again.
Stop it. Now, for me, there's so much that you could do within that sector. And, you, of course, we continue to see you rising to prominence. Looking at your social page, you see all the little popular people and thing on your page and thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, like you rightfully said, what differentiates you from others is the nice and lovely glow and that simple. Should I describe it as accentuation of actual beauty and not redoing?
Not transformation.
Yeah. But do you get a lot of requests for people saying, listen, I want to be transformed rather than, and what do you turn them down, or like, well, this is not what I really want to do with my business, or do you still accept them and show your versatility as an artist?
Well, I've had a few people actually tell me, you know, I don't really like to look so natural. I like to transform. They actually say that. I like to look different.
Okay.
And then they would show me a picture. You know, when I hear that, I want to know what you mean by different. And like, show me a photo. What are you talking about? And when they show me, I'm like, okay, let's do it. Let's do it. But if it's a transformation, like that type of costume type sci-fi, all this put paint on your face, that's not my thing. It's really not. And I always tell people, when you're trying to get a makeup artist for whatever it is, you need to really look at who you want, who does the type of work that you want. So while I'm versatile, but there are certain things like, say, what you call it, like stage makeup and that kind of thing.
Right,
if somebody comes to me for that and I will go to that, I will say, you know what, that looks lovely. However, I'd be more than happy to refer you to somebody who specializes in that. And then I send them across.
That's pretty cool. And I hope the other people just give you commission. And
No, you know, we do it for each other. I get that a lot, you know. There are other artists out there who send their customers my way all the time. I do it for them.
That is really amazing that you guys could, you know, work together in this industry.
Man,
that is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to you all for being so, you know, supportive of each other in such a competitive industry. Because you find out every 2 minutes there's a new makeup artist. So everybody's a MUA, you know, not even makeup artists, is MUA.
MUA, don't
hate that. Guy say MUA.
MUA, pal.
So kudos to y'all for collaborating. Now, since that, now that you're focusing more on the makeup side of Kiss and Makeup, which, by the way, is one of the best names I find ever.
Thank you.
Do you still do your little pop-up shops, your little selling retail?
Actually, I don't. I stopped retail when I decided to go full-time with makeup artistry. However, I can definitely see it happening again in the future. Probably not in the same capacity that we started out as, but definitely I do see something along those lines happening again.
That's a pretty amazing. What about your own makeup line? Because I think that is always the next best thing, kissing makeup. I could see that as a wicked brand. Let me tell you, girl, you better give me shares after that interview because I give you too many ideas.
How is it? I'll give you one bottle, one sample, something.
Well, not
but
bad.
Yeah, these are. I'm definitely looking at that as well. But you know, I really would prefer not divulging too much information that regard. I'll just surprise you with your own sample.
I know what I do with makeup, Papa.
Let me tell you, your face, your skin. I might give you something that might just look. You never know. A little chapstick.
No, but have you ever done makeup for guys? Like,
I have. I have.
I want to try to be diplomatic with the way I'm asking that next question, but I think you understand what I'm trying to ask, right?
Well, yes, I've done it for the way that you're trying to ask, and I've done it in a regular capacity as well. But let me tell you, though, with the makeup for guys, it's really considered male grooming. And you would
male
find
grooming.
That...
Okay, so you're not getting your face beat. You're doing male grooming.
Yes, male grooming. There are face beats, but there is also male grooming. You know, a lot of... people who they're on TV shows or you do video and photo shoots, you know, you want the guys to look good. So take off that shine, especially if the person has oily skin. You know, some of you guys have unruly hair, facial hair. So, you know, we need to tame that, put it in place. And you don't want to stand next to a lady on the screen and she looking fly and then you looking not fly. You know, so we hook you up a little foundation, maybe concealer, brush your hair in place, give you a little chapstick so your lips look good.
And you
that kind of thing.
Yes. I like that. That is pretty good. Now, I genuinely did not know. I mean, yes, you expect people who are on television to do that little something, but I didn't realize that, you know, it goes further beyond that. Like, do guys, like, if they go out, say, you know what, let me get a little bit of male grooming?
Well, I haven't experienced that as yet, but I've done it for photo shoots, video shoots, but not... You know, just a regular thing. No, hardly ever.
And I guess with your style of makeup, it'll be very well suited for the guys because, you know, it's the natural look, so it doesn't look
exactly. Good.
But maybe a little too perfect, you know.
So. Yeah, you know, I actually think about that. If I'm doing nail grooming, I don't want it to look too snatched, as they say. I still want him to look like himself. You know, that nice little rugged masculine feel. But, you know, just let his skin look good. So when the ladies see him, they all say, whoa, that guy has good skin. And they don't know.
Nah,
but that's what it is.
Nah, friend.
Nah. Are you laughing at me?
Yeah, I genuinely am because I'm so fascinated with, you know, how people can transform and, you know, so all of this. It's pretty amazing. Where do you see yourself in terms of business, whether it's kiss and makeup? Or your other, because I know you probably have a million ideas under your sleeve. Next 5 years, where do you see yourself?
In 5 years? 5 years, how old will I be? Whoa, in 5 years?
You could say
that. No, I don't want y'all to know. I need to maintain that little look, that perception.
Oh, my goodness.
But in 5 years, I definitely see kiss and makeup growing beyond what it is right now. I see myself going back into retail, absolutely. I see other services being added to kiss and makeup. I see traveling kiss and makeup's future. I see so many different things, Ron. So I'm just working on all of that and hoping that everything goes well.
All right, definitely. Now, thank you so much for that. Apart from the little hiccup that we had with technology, which happens once in a while, which we could accept. Give people your contact information, your handles, your social handles. Let people get in contact with you, man.
Sure. My number, you can call or WhatsApp. Who really knows their own number? It's 720-1186. Or you can view our most recent book on our social media pages. That's Instagram and Facebook. On Instagram, I'm at Kiss and Makeup St. Lucia. That's ST.LUCIA. And for Facebook, you can get me on Kiss and Makeup SLU.
Thank you so much, Hermia. Thank you so much for taking this time out to have this amazing discussion with us. And, you know, I hope that, you know, things work out and we're hoping to see some bigger things from you, yeah?
Absolutely, for sure.
All right, Hermia, thank you so much. That concludes our show for this afternoon. Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International, of course, brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia.